But thus, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Masters, Dharma Masters, Akunoin Advisors, Teachers and Students, Amitofo. My name is Sharon Wang. I'm in 11th grade from Developing Virtue Girls School. 诸佛菩萨、宣化上人、各位法师、各位善知识、老师、同学，阿弥陀佛。我是培德女中11年级的王新平。我今天要分享我的故事。If we say there are 80 years for one's lifespan, how many satisfying incidents can happen during these 80 years? In our daily life, people always complain how their lives are plain, boring, and dissatisfying.Even though Lara have a high-paid job and an adoring family, people still feeling empty. My attitude to real life was as pessimistic as those people before I came to CCTP.
如果我们说人生有80岁的话，在这80年的人生中，能有多少圆满的事情发生？在平常人的生活中，人们总是喜欢抱怨自己的人生是如何的沉闷、不圆满。即使有很好的工作和幸福的家庭，可是仍然无法满足。我来圣城之前也是如此。
I always felt as if my life was never in my favor. I have a father who's handicapped, a mother who's annoyed by her own family.A brother who is procrastinate, which is not a really something to be proud. And a sister who always insults me whenever she sees me. Beside my family, I was a yes-man girl. My grades were average in the class. I did not have any attractive appearance or character. I admire those girls who are attractive and were surrounded by groups of people. Then I reflect myself. It was so depressing that I'm not special at all.I never had enough confidence because I usually saw bad points in my characters. Day after day, I left no smile on my face. After I came to CTTP, my attitude to real life changed gradually.
我曾经觉得我的人生不圆满。我有一个残障的爸爸，每天被娘家烦到受不了的妈妈，一个不是很值得骄傲的哥哥，还有每次看到我就会咬牙切齿的姐姐。在外面，我总是那个烂好人，功课平平，不引人注目。每次看到别的女生总是能吸引众人的目光，被一群人簇拥，就觉得好羡慕。反过来看我自己，没有一处特别的地方，真是令人沮丧。我从来没有足够的信心，我看到的总是自己的缺点。日积月累下来，自然也没有了笑容。来了圣城以后，我的不圆满渐渐变圆满了。
The first time I stepped into the gate of CTTB was in the summer of 2007. At that moment, my head popped out a word unconsciously, primitive. CTTB seems so simple and boring compared to the ostentatiously prosperous Taipei. Of course, I immediately made an assumption of people here, just a normal group of Buddhists.However, the days I spent in CTTP changed my life to a brighter perspective. It arose my dreams and built up my specialty.
2007年的夏天，我踏进了这座小城的城门。当时，我脑海中不由自主地浮现两个字：简陋。看尽大城市繁华的我，这个小城只显然非常的单调。当然，我当下对这里的人出了预测。土包子吧。然而接下来在小城的日子却转变了我的一生，开启我的梦想，具体肯定我的存在。
The school in CTTV does not look at like a school on the appearance. Two-floor buildings with some ivy cross on the wall. The wooden windows that make weird music when we try really hard to open it. This building is more like the discarded building rather than a school. In this school, there are approximately 100 students only. For sure, everyone knows each other really well. Among all the teachers, most of them are cultivators. During the school time, students cannot go on the internet, go out without permission, and have a relationship with opposite gender. When the school just started, I was wondering, how would I survive in this kind of environment for 1 year?
坐落在小城的学校，从外貌上怎么看，再也一点 不像一间学校，两层楼建筑爬了些许的藤蔓在红砖上，加上木头格子的窗户，开关都得使上吃奶的力气不说，还会配上一些咯叽咯叽的音乐，让人有身置在哈利波特城堡的感觉。所以说它是一所废弃的建筑，还可能比较令人相信吧。在这学校，在这所小学里，从幼稚园到高三，学生人数不超过100人，肯定每个人的个性、身家，大家都了若指掌吧。老师当中大多数也是修行人，在这小城的学生不能交男女朋友，不能随便上网，不能随便外出。当时我真的怀疑自己是否能待得下去。In the beginning, I lack confidence in myself. However, after I have interacted with the girls in the school, I started feeling that I have a really fortunate life.In the school, some of the girls have a single family, but they never complain about it because they think that it is happiness. There was a girl, she is not as pretty as a movie star, but her confidence makes her appear just like one of the people in Hollywood. After the few months in the school, I discovered my values as Sharon Wang. I am not a yes man girl.I like to help people. I don't like to reject others because I feel guilty for not helping. I live in a more confident and happier way than before. I don't feel embarrassed by my family anymore. Even though my dad is a handicapped, he works really hard to give me a better education in America. My mother is a really good mother because we are always the first priority in her heart.Even though my brother procrastinates all the time, but he is a considerate person who does his duty as a brother very well. I know I do not get along with my sisters, but she taught me a really important lesson in my life, which is, do unto others as others unto you. I feel my life is no longer dissatisfying. Instead, I have the brightest life compared to others.一开始我也很没有信心，但是我跟这边的人相处后，我才觉得自己是很幸福的。有些同学可能没有一个很完整的家庭，但却很知足，他觉得这样就很幸福了。有位女生，她长得蛮普通的，但在我眼里，她的自信使她光彩亮丽。经由跟同学的相处，我发现了我自己的价值。我不是一位烂好人，我喜欢帮助别人，我不喜欢拒绝别人，是因为我不想让人家伤心。我活得更有自信，更开心。对于我的家人，我不再感到不好意思。我的爸爸即使是残障，他却努力工作来让我有更好的教育。我的妈妈是一位好妈妈，她勤俭持家，总是把家人摆第一。我的哥哥即使有点懒，功课不好，但他是一位很体贴的哥哥，把自己本分做得很好。虽然我跟我姐姐不好，但是她却教了我人生很重要的一课，那就是己所不欲，勿施于人。我再也不觉得我的人生不圆满，反而她比谁都圆满。Gradually, I discovered the beauty of CTDB. During these 3 years, I learned the value and the calmness which I have never known before. Through meditation and Buddhist classes, I learned that I should have solved the problem in a more rational point of view, and how to self-control and understand our desire through our most original conscience. Also, I learned how to respect others and all living things, because this is a respect toward oneself. When I learned that we have desire because we have false thinkings, I know I should not expect too much on myself and others in any difficulties. In CTDB, my dream as being a volunteer daughter in third world country was supported. This is the first time I realized that I did not dream about an impossible mission. It is a most meaningful decision I have made in my life. In school, the cultivating teachers build up my confidence and hope by letting me know I am special. I can be the brightest star in the crowd. My life will be full of meanings because everyone is special. Therefore, so am I. 而且 我慢慢发现小城的美，在这小城，我学在外面学不到的价值观和平静。透过打坐和佛学课，我学到要以理性来看待每一件事情，学习管理自己的情绪和降低欲望，并用最原始的心来处理困难。当时我们也尊重别人，尊重生命，因为这也正是对我们自己的尊重。当我学到人生是因为有妄想才有烦恼时，我知道要以平常心看待一切的不顺利。在小城，我想到非洲当义工医生的梦想得到了支持。我第一次知道，我原来没有做一件可笑的事情，而是人生中最有意义的抉择。在小城的学校，修行人老师让我重新建立了希望，让我知道我是特别的，我可以是人群中最闪耀的星星，我的人生将多彩多姿，因为每个人都是特别的，我也是。Dharma Master Shen Yan once has said, if the mountain does not turn, the road will turn. If the road does not turn, the person will turn. If the person does not turn, the mind will turn. As long as we have the right attitude to our life, there is no such thing as dissatisfaction. Everything is satisfaction. 圣严法师曾说过，山不转路转，路不转人转，人不转心转。只要有对的心态，没有不圆满的事情，每一件事都是圆满的。阿弥陀佛。
Buddha, Bodhisattva, Venerable Master, Dharma Master, all good knowing advisors.Teachers and students, my name is Sarah Shea. I'm in 11th grade from Developing Virtues Girls School. 诸佛菩萨、宣化上人、各位法师、各位善知识、老师、同学，阿弥陀佛。我是培德女中11年级的谢雨山。我今天要分享我的故事。今年暑假，我遇见了一件让我惊吓万分的事情。故事是这样发生的，就在我要从在田纳西州的 Royal College 回到旧金山国际机场准备飞回台湾的时候，我心里蛮新期待的要准备搭乘飞机前往我的家乡，这时让我不知所措的事情，不知所措的消息震撼了我。小姐，对不起哦，这个班机已经满了，所以没有候补的位置。一位空姐带着怜悯的表情对我说，所以我现在要怎么样？我要睡在机场。我很惊慌所措地问那位空姐，对不起哦，你可以明天同一时间再来吗？这位空姐又带着抱歉的表情说，我心里想，机场怎么睡？我真的要就这样睡在机场吗？我问了自己很多遍。还是面对现实吧，至少比那些连机场都没得睡的人好，我安慰自己。于是我望着那些原本很忙碌的店面，心想着逛街的同时，发现在我眼前的店面也是在休息。顿时让我想起了一位朋友，表面上是多么的无忧无虑，多么的开朗，但其实他快乐的背后却带着疲惫。望着店家，让我领悟了，原来这种人就像是这店面一样，即使有多么的辉煌，也是需要休息的，也是会有累的时候。当下我很有感触。这时我看着手表指向5点，人群也开始渐渐的涌进，却始终冲不出我心中那深刻的感触，因为它很特别。接着闲置没事做的我，决定观察人们的喜怒哀乐，人们与人们的谈话内容及互相的交集。我才发觉，其实用第三者的角度去看世界也挺有趣的，因为感觉截然不同。我才开始更了解怎么站在不同的角度去看同一件事情。 这一天我领悟了很多，我领悟了一些道理。像流浪汉的我，独自的去探索世界，我感觉得到我的独立，去感觉，去体会。想起来，我并不后悔这一天我睡在机场，因为它很值得。不过虽然是很值得，我还是要说，机场椅子真的很难睡。今天讲到这里，下一次如果有机会的话再翻译。